Goodie.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to our program sponsored by the Darien Luke Church of Christ, where Brother Lewis Parker the Fourth is the minister. And tonight we have preaching the gospel sermon, teaching from the Bible. And we hope that everybody listening will be pleased with the word of God. Let us bow in prayer. Father God, we come humbly bowed before thy throne of grace. Thank you, yes, kind, for this wonderful day that you've blessed us with, Father. And especially where we are down here where the sun has been shining and it's bright and it's not raining and flooding and all those different things. Thank you, kind Father. We are praying in these days for righteousness to prevail, Father, because we are under a wicked administration and the world is being torn down. Be with us, Father, and help the word of God please those true believers and keep on bringing members baptized into Christ Jesus. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Say amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
We're just welcome for everyone to be here this evening. Things in America are getting worse and worse because our nation has embraced Satan holistically. Our supreme authority said that a man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman. Lord have mercy. We are now not America anymore. We are the new Sodom and Gomorrah. And God has commanded us in the Bible to preach the doctrine in the midst of all the sins and wrong on planet Earth.
Amen.
In Romans 1, beginning in verse 14, he said, I am in debt both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. And that's us in America now. We got foolish people here. We got wise and unwise people here that must get the gospel of Christ. Thank God that we have elements here on earth that we can preach to the whole world if they want to turn us on their radio station. And we are in debt to preaching the gospel to everybody. He said, verse 15, so as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that at Rome. Rome has some serious problems. We are ready to preach the gospel right to America, who has embraced total hell. God, he's a liar.
Yeah.
A man can marry a man. And a woman can marry a woman, was given the authority by the leaders of America. Now, America is on the way to destruction now. Calling God a lie. We as gospel ministers and members of the body of Christ, those that are true believers in Christ Jesus, God has always spared his own. Amen? And we're going to see America going down totally. Amen. I don't think we can get anybody to make them change their decision that they made because they could care less. They don't believe in God anymore like we did years ago. We could proclaim ourselves to be one nation under God, invisible, with liberty and justice for all. But when your supreme authority do like other men did in the Bible, build their statue, Nebuchadnezzar. Build him a statue. And he said, when you hear the sound of the sackbut, the trumpet, and all of the instruments, bow down and worship my God. Hooray! America now has created their own God. And they are trying to tell us that we must do as they say. Now they're telling us that a man has a right to marry a man, and a woman has a right to marry a woman. We are headed to destruction. Do you not know when you read your Old Testament, you find that nations that set laws against God, they failed. King Nebuchadnezzar said, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, the sackbut, and all the instruments, bow down and worship my God. He built a statue and told the nation to bow down and worship his God. Right now, America has left God out. We declared ourselves to be one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We change. Romans 1:22. When we start getting all of that knowledge, Paul even declared it, professing themselves to become wise, they became fools. America, we have become fools. Because we're embracing wickedness like nothing we've ever done before. And our Supreme Court has said that a man has a right to marry a man, and a woman has a right to marry a woman. Right? God created man first, and he said there was nothing on earth compatible with the man. Now, if another man would have been created for Adam, God did not do that. He could have, but he did not do that. And he didn't ever want men to try and procreate with each other. So God took a rib from the man and created a woman from the dust of the earth. America, we have embraced the most wicked sin that we could ever embrace. Yeah. And God is destroying us right now.
Yeah.
Our supreme authority said that God, you're lying. A man got a right to marry a man, and a woman got a right to marry a woman. You know, that's a sin and a shame. That's a sin and a shame.
Yeah.
Men having sex together to try to procreate or enjoy it or whatever they're doing.
Dominate.
One little faggot man, one little homosexual, I mean, excuse the word I use, that's a street word, faggot, but homosexual. One male homosexual told me that he got sick of it, but he still had that sensitivity in him because that nerve was struck in his rectum by the other man. He said, but all you can get out of sex with two men is some manure. Amen. He said there's plenty of manure when you're having sex with men in their rectum. He said it is pathetic and nasty as you want it to be. That's a sin and a sin. That's why God created the woman for the man.
Amen.
He told them to be fruitful, multiply the earth, replenish it, and subdue it. What can two men do? Our foolish leadership in America has told God he is a lie, and they have the authority over the people, and they told the people in America that a man could marry a man and a woman could marry a woman. Hey! This nation is on the way to hell right now. Now, we as members of the body of Christ, the Church of Christ, we know better. You better straighten up and keep flying right, walking in the footsteps of Jesus, obeying the gospel, teaching your children that go to school. No, you are a girl. Don't be getting close to other girls. You grow up and marry a man if you can find one. Now, boy, don't start going in these restrooms in these schools and having sex with other boys. Don't do that. Teach our children to be straight and don't do it. And these principals and teachers in the school, many of them are homosexuals and faggots up in the schools. And they are turning the girls into lesbians and boys into faggots. That's pitiful because they are doing it. Right. We have the fight of all fights.
Okay.
America now has become the new Sodom and Gomorrah. They got rights to men to marry men. Got a right for a woman to marry a woman. Now, you know we are on the way to hell as a nation. So we that are members of the body of Christ, live right. Obey the word of God. If you're not a member of the Church of Christ, go to one closest to you. You'll hear the word, Acts 15 and 7. You must believe the word, Hebrews 11 and 6. You must repent of your sins, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. You must confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. And last but not least, be buried in the watery grave of baptism, Acts chapter 2, verses 37 and 38. And you will become a member of the only church in the Bible. Then you live right. Worship God in spirit and in truth. Continually be right. Marry in Christ Jesus. If you're not married, young people, if you're not married, find somebody that will either become a member of the Church of Christ or find somebody already in the Church of Christ to marry them. Marry in Christ. Live in Christ. And God will bless you, especially young people at this time in America. At this time in America, being a Christian, a child of God, is most important unto you right now. So obey the gospel. Walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Preach us in the Church of Christ. Get right. Pray. Preach it. Preach the doctrine of Christ. Don't start no foolishness up in church. God gonna punish you. Amen? Because you probably have some true believers at every church. And if they begin to pray and ask God to get you out of that pulpit, you're going to get out. Amen? God will put you out if nobody else. Amen. We're going to turn it over now to one of our brethren. Amen. Is Brother Parker the fourth old or Brother Williams or Brother Johnson?
I was just listening to what you were saying. If all of you, America is in bad shape.
Amen.
Amen.
Dying in sin.
Mm-hmm.
The devil is just running all over the world.
Right.
Amen.
Raging and tearing up things.
Yep.
But let me tell you something. I stopped by to tell you that's what the Lord said.
Yes.
Amen.
Satan may do all what he's going to do, but he can't destroy the Lord's church.
Amen.
God has already told us all the gates of hell cannot destroy his church.
Nothing.
Amen.
The Church of Christ must go on.
Amen.
Regardless
Amen.
Of what men think. Men may think what they want. They may do all kinds of sin acts.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, it will face them in the judgment.
Amen.
God knows all men's hearts. I thank God for that because Peter said in Acts 1:24, God knoweth the heart.
Amen.
He knows
Amen.
The heart of men. They don't get it right down here, they're going to hell. Simple
Amen.
As
Amen.
Yes.
God is not playing. Look at your funeral homes now. They're getting full up.
Yeah.
And the folks are dying in sin.
Yes.
Amen.
The Bible is steady warning us. Get it right with God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I'm going to read something to you from the Apostle Paul's letter. And Romans, the 6th chapter.
Yes.
I want to take you to Romans, the 6th chapter. I want to start at verse 1.
Yes.
He says, and what shall we say then? Yes. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
Amen.
Yes.
How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?
Mm-hmm.
Know
Amen.
Ye not many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death.
Yes.
Therefore, we are buried in him in baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, also should walk in the newness of life.
Yes.
Baptism brings you back alive through faith.
Amen.
If you don't do it the way God said, you're going to die and go to hell.
Amen.
God has set the stage up. Men trying to get around watery grave of baptism.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You are baptized in water.
Yeah. Amen.
The Bible in Acts the 8th chapter, beginning at verse 33 through 38. When the eunuch was reading his book of Isaiah, he didn't know what he was reading because he didn't understand what he was reading. But when Philip taught him, see, that's why I said we got to have some kind of preacher teach us the Bible.
Yeah.
And when he was taught, he respected the Bible and he obeyed God's will. He preached to him out of Isaiah 53.
Yeah.
Talking about the death of Christ, how Christ suffered. Let me tell you something, Church of Christ. We better stay in Christ, because there's no sin in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
1 John chapter 3 through 5. If you are living in sin, you better get out of sin.
Amen.
If you get caught in sin and die, you're going to hell.
Yes.
Huh? The Bible tells us that you can't get away from sin. The Bible shows it all over the book. Even in the Old Testament, they couldn't get away from sin. You sure can't get away from it in the New Testament, because God done laid the standards down. Huh?
Yes.
Amen.
16, chapter verse 15 and 16. And he said unto them, go and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believe it and is baptized shall be saved. Still in the book.
Yes.
It hasn't been torn out of it. Still in God's word. When men refuse baptism, he don't believe what God says.
Amen.
You see, the Bible says we got to be baptized into Christ.
Yes.
See, a lot of people want to pray to God, but God don't hear sinners' prayer. John 9:31, God only hears those that obey the will.
Amen.
And do what he says.
Amen.
If you haven't obeyed his will, he don't hear you. You wasting time.
Yeah.
You need to get his right the way he said do it. Don't be trying to be smarter than God, because it won't work.
Man.
Huh?
Man.
The Bible is fulfilled in what it says. We got to obey the gospel the way he said it.
Yeah.
In Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27, he said, for as many of you been baptized into Christ have put
on.
Yes.
See, a lot of folks haven't put Christ on, Brother William,
no.
Brother Parker. They don't know how to put
yeah.
him on. They think they can go get baptized in any building, and they're okay. That's not what the Bible teaches.
No.
The Bible doesn't teach you to go get baptized in a building. I just baptized you in a muddy river.
Yes.
I'm going to baptize you in some water and get your soul cleansed up.
Yes. Soul.
Your soul is dead.
Man.
It's dead in sin. Yeah. And the only way it's going to come out of sin, you got to obey God's will.
You
might as well.
Mm-hmm.
God done said what he meant and meant what he said. If we don't obey God's will, we're going to hell.
Amen.
The Lord said, I'll add you to the church, Brother William.
Yeah.
He said you join no church. You don't read that in this book.
Not in the Bible.
He said, I add you to the church, Acts 2:47.
Yes.
We got folks today.
Amen.
They're joining the wrong thing.
Amen.
They're in the wrong business. Listen to these naughty heads.
Amen.
I ain't listening to God no more.
Mm.
As Brother Parker,
Amen.
They ain't paying God no attention at all, but God's going to get your attention, because guess what? God's going to let you die and go to hell.
Amen.
You're going to die and go straight to hell. Why? Because you didn't do what God
Amen.
Told you.
That's
you
right.
didn't do what he told you.
Amen.
He told you how to get into Christ, and you're still trying to fight God. You can't win with God.
Yeah.
Up and turn it loose. Turn it loose and say, "Here I am, God. I surrender to you."
Amen.
God,
Amen.
God, we still argue with God. We'll shake our fist at God. You know, we so bold now, we don't even cut God out.
Wow.
Amen.
We'll cuss God out, Brother Will.
That's a shame.
And we know better. Mm. And we'll cuss God out. You know that's terrible.
Yeah.
We don't want to listen to God, so I'm getting mad, and I just go to cussing and clowning and acting silly.
Yeah.
And don't want to listen to the Bible. What you got a Bible for if you're not going to listen to it?
Mm.
It's not doing you any good sitting on the shelf.
Amen.
It's not doing you on your coffee table, huh?
Nope.
It ain't doing you no good. You got it in your home. You don't even read it.
That's right.
Huh?
Man.
We got Bibles in the home, and people won't even read them.
Yeah.
But when it's read, they're going to answer clearly.
Amen.
God said, "Why didn't you read my word?" Well, Lord, I would. No, you wasn't. You lying to me. You lying. You all sat down there on it and do it, and you didn't do it. You did everything but what I told you to do.
Yeah.
You didn't do what I told you. Many folks in the church don't even read the Bible, Brother William.
Yeah.
I remember back in the days, Brother William, the old parents used to tell us, children, get your Bible.
Yeah.
Now, get your funny books. We got folks today who don't even. And you know what? America now do not know the Bible no more.
Amen.
Back in the days, Brother, when we was kids, whether you was in the denomination or the Church of Christ, no preacher was. No teacher would teach it. Now, a child can't even read the first steps of the Bible.
Amen.
He doesn't know it. He's dying. And God ain't letting him stay here too long.
Mm-hmm.
If he makes 20 years old, Brother William, he's doing all right. They don't know God's word. They don't. The parents don't teach it. That's why the kids growing up.
Yeah.
Growing up, robbing bars and doing everything else but the word of God.
That's right.
Parents can't whoop children no more. I was coming, my mother and them said, they're going to whoop you, got to whoop, and you didn't call no CPS on them either. You didn't call no police on them. You better go stay with that fella.
Yeah.
I'll call the law and the CPS and everything else on you. But the Bible says,
that's right.
He'll beat him. If it didn't kill her, it sure will kill him.
Amen.
The God saved. See, if you ain't got God in your family or in your life is miserable.
Amen.
It's miserable without God. God can't help you on the outside. He can only help you on the inside. You got the problem.
Amen.
We got folks today trying to serve God on the outside.
Yeah.
Going the wrong way, still Satan.
Amen.
And they're going to hell anyway. They lost their soul because of they allowed Satan to take over. Fully control. You mentioned the word God. And the only time they want to talk about God, Brother Will, when they think they got a hold on you, and then when you bring up the real scriptures on I don't want to talk about that. I know my Bible. They don't even know the first steps how to get into Christ.
Amen.
If we don't teach them, they'll never learn. Huh?
Must be taught.
Got
Amen.
God. In Acts the 5th chapter, beginning at verse 20 through 25, Peter went into the temple and taught the people.
Yes, he did.
They didn't sit there and look silly. They were taught by the apostles. We are teachers and preachers. We are God's messenger.
Yeah.
We got to tell you what God said, whether you like it or not.
Amen.
We got folks getting mad, fuss, and cuss, break bone, knock knees out of joint, and still the Bible going to tell them what they got to do to be saved.
You're right.
Going to change the book. Man want God to change the book. Oh, they done got beside themselves. Man think he's smart. He got education now.
Yeah.
He's a computer. But he don't know. Let me show you something. I'm going to show you something about a computer. A computer is only what you put in it.
Yeah.
It don't know nothing. How can a machine know nothing?
That's right.
You got to tell the machine what to do to tell you how to do it. Huh?
Yep.
Amen.
Today thinks they're smart. Oh, let me tell you something. This telephone right here, I'm going to show you an example. Watch this now. In Job chapter 38 and 35,
all right,
it tells you about the modern telegraph and the telephone, and God already knew about it before you were even thought of.
All right.
Amen.
I watched the machine something else. In Isaiah 60 and verse number 8, we talk about the birds flying, but Isaiah knew 975 years ago by the word of God that the airplane was on the scene. Huh?
Yeah.
You see what I'm talking about? God already knew what was going to happen. He let man go ahead and build an airplane. He let man go ahead and build cars and everything. But man cannot make man live. Huh?
Amen.
Unless God give it to us. Huh? You see what I'm talking about? God can let doctors give you medicine. But if God ain't in the plan, you still going to die. Huh?
That's right.
Yes.
He don't know what he's doing. He thinks he's smart, but he's not. See, without God, you can't do nothing.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Good example about that. A man goes to the hospital. I'm going to use two people. One is a sinner and one is a righteous man. Which one God going to help first? He going to help the righteous man. Why? Because
amen.
The righteous man is God. Huh?
Amen.
And the sinner belongs to the devil.
Yes.
Now watch this.
Yes.
The righteous man laying on the sick bed. The sinner laying on the sick bed. Guess what God's going to do? God's going to raise him up. He's not only going to raise his body up, he's going to raise his spirit up, and his soul
yes.
and his spirit together, and he's going to get well. The sinner's still laying on the suffering and crying and whining. Huh? That's
amen.
My problem. He said, how you know that, Brother John? Because I've been there. That's how I know it.
Amen.
Huh? I've been there. And you
yeah.
know it.
Yeah.
See what I mean? God take care of it all.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
But God said, I'm going to give you better medicine.
Healing.
I'm going to heal you up quick. I was healed in 6 days.
Yeah.
And the doctor told me I was healed two and a half weeks, brother. I was healed in 6 days.
Yes.
So tell what God can
amen.
Do. I got to follow the pattern.
Amen.
God is the answer to everything you need to know. That's why I go to the book where everything on earth. We got folks don't want to follow the truth. They don't want to. We got folks want to play homosexual, want to marry three and four times. The Bible says one time.
Amen.
We ain't got no business marrying no three or four or five women.
Amen.
God
amen.
Only says a man and a woman to marry one time in life.
Once for life.
Huh?
Amen.
God said it in Hebrews 13:4. He said, I will judge whore mothers and adulterers.
Amen.
Whore mother, you're going to be judged for it.
Yes.
If you're an adulterer, you're going to be judged for it.
Yes.
Amen.
So you just follow that mess and come to Christ clean.
Yeah.
Now, what I mean by clean, you need to repent and get straight with God. That's what I'm talking about. We got people trying to cover sin. You can't hide behind sin. King David is an example. 2 Samuel, chapter 10, chapter 11, chapter 12. He got caught up, and everybody in his family nearly died up. Why?
Amen.
Hide the sin, and God busted him. You can't get away with what I'm talking about. A doctor was back then, a doctor is today. The same doctor that everybody else committed, it's the same thing today we got the problem with. People snacking up, backing up, breaking up, huh? And shaking up.
Amen.
And then we talk about, he all right. Ain't that cute? That's an abomination to the world.
Amen.
Amen.
God, that?
No.
Huh? God, you know God is pleased with that, brother. That's why we can't get proud of the answers a lot of times. Because we're living in sin.
That's
and we know it.
Amen.
But we can't get the proud through because we're living in the sin, Brother Parker. We don't want to confess the sin, so I just keep on living in the sin. Huh?
Yeah.
And God looking at it. God looking direct at what we do.
Man.
Huh? 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. Huh?
Yeah.
Jeremiah 32,
amen.
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 15:3. I can go all down the line with it and show you. And God's steady looking. And you sitting up there playing blind like you can't understand. You understand what God wants you to do. You just don't want to do it. But you're going to hell anyway.
Amen.
Whether you do it or not. Got folks today. Oh, Miss Young, y'all preach too much hell. Y'all preach too much Bible. We're going to keep on preaching. Politician Church of Christ going to preach on hell radio, man. They'll get rested up for it, because we're going to tell you like it is. We don't care about your feelings.
All right.
And Darren Luke, you might as well do the same thing. Tell it like it's wrote in the book. You try to hide it. Just tell her they in sin. They on their way to hell. It's America right now. We can't even straighten it out. The president can't even straighten it out.
The
moral
issue.
Amen.
Spiritual sin.
And the world is so messed up, Brother Will. The top. And folks just killing one another, robbing one another of their lifestyle.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Every day.
Amen.
Folks do all kind of evils. And they're ashamed to do it now, Brother Will. They'll do it right before you.
Yeah.
Huh?
They're doing it in God.
Amen.
And they shake it before God, and God, like God don't even exist.
Mm.
And God tells them, okay, keep on sinning. Then when they come over to the disease, here they come. Lord, what the hell that happened to him?
Yeah.
You know why? Because he was already saying, I told you to get it right. Now you going to hell in a handbasket. Then we got all these denominational churches today. They taking the folk to hell.
Oh,
no.
Amen.
All kind of false doctrine in the churches, even in Christ Church now. They, the people are, don't even want to listen to the word of God anymore.
Speaking lies
in
the
pocket. Got it all over the world, Brother William. You right. Lies and hypocrisy all over the globe.
Yeah.
Man set up dreaming his mind, telling lies to the people. Won't tell them the truth. Won't preach the word of God no more.
Yeah.
Tell them, oh, that Bible just another myth.
Oh.
It's another fairy tale. But guess what, Brother William? When trouble comes, who do they call on? Our God.
Yeah.
They call on our God, Brother Parker. They can't call on Satan. Satan can't get them out.
Nope.
Satan can't get you out of trouble. He can take you into trouble, but he can't get you out of trouble.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on us. We think we following the right one, and we study following the wrong one.
Yeah.
Going to hell. That's why we're heading. Satan knows it. And Satan comes back laughing at all that come down there while he at. The Bible tells me in Job chapter 8, verse 13, those who have forgot God is going to hell.
Yeah.
Psalm 9:17, he said the same thing again. All of those that forgot God is going to hell.
Yeah.
Now, what you going to do? What is you going to do now? Is you going to obey God and get ready for heaven, or is you want to go to hell and die forever?
Time to get ready.
Huh? It's time to get it right. There ain't but one church in this Bible.
One.
And there's one church. And everybody talking about, it don't make a difference in a church. It don't make a difference in a name.
Yeah.
Yes, it do make a difference.
Amen.
Verse 23-25, he says, the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church and the Savior of the body.
That's right.
How many heads do anybody have? Christ only had one.
One head, one body.
And one body. You had one body with a Y and the IES. Huh?
That's right.
You see, people try to be smart. They're ignorant. Ignoring the truth. All the churches belong to the law. That's a lie. And the truth ain't in you.
Yeah.
We know there's only one church. God only had one church built. He's not playing with us. And then let me tell you something, brother. If we don't get in that one church, we're not going to see God's face in peace.
Amen.
You're going to be hired, like they said in Revelation chapter 6, verses 5 through 17. Let the rocks and mountains fall on us.
Hide us.
Yes.
The wrath of God is on. Do you know the wrath of God is on the Son of Man?
Today.
Amen.
Not tomorrow, today. When man refused to obey God and do his will, that wrath is on him until he changes his mind and obey God.
Amen.
And if he died in that situation, he's going to hell. And
indeed.
I don't care what they say. And I don't care how you feel. I'm going to preach hell like I preach heaven.
Yes. Yeah.
You can get married, get mad, swell up and buzz and cuss and die and go to hell, the Bible's still right.
Nah.
Ain't going to change. Huh? Amen. We have to do to be saved, and we get mad with God. You see, Brother William, we're not honest.
Amen.
We're not honest. That's why we won't get saved, Brother William. I go to the church over here, Brother William, and I'm all right. Well, let's check your church out in the book. Mm-hmm. Your church ain't even in the book.
Not in the book.
And so how you want to talk to God? In Acts 4:12, he said, neither is there salvation in any other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved.
No other name.
We can't be saved in another name.
Amen.
You see, we want to be saved in our name, Brother Parker. But the Bible said we can't be. Now, which one is right? God or man?
Yeah.
All right, then talk to me again. I know the Bible. God ain't going to change the book because we don't like what he said. Malachi 3 and verse 6. He said, I'm the Lord God. I change not. I'm not going to change with the book already got printed up.
Because
God signed the book.
Yeah.
And it's sealed by God.
That's right.
So you can't change it, so you might as well stay with it or leave it alone.
Yeah.
We got folks today who want to argue about the Bible. Well, the Bible says, and you know, most men know they're ignorant of the Bible, Brother Weed. They'll say, the Bible says this, but they got no proof of this.
No Bible
fact for it, but the Bible says this.
Mm.
Don't the Bible say this? No. I don't know what you're talking about. What you talking about? If you don't know what you're talking about, you come to my face to me about that foolishness. Give me chapter, book, and verse on it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Chapter verse.
If you ain't got a book, go home. Go home and go to bed because you messed up anyway.
Bible is in.
Huh? Oh, the people are so
good.
Sir.
Oh, God just stagnant. God just do something that we don't want to see.
Hmm.
I don't want to see what God's going to do to America. See, I know the world is lost.
Yeah.
But America? America finna go to hell.
It's all in hell.
Yes. Just keep on living. You're going to see God is taking things up out of here.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
every
sir.
Day you're seeing pillows and everything going on.
Sin.
Amen.
Corrupting the minds of men.
Destroying.
And men won't accept the truth. They just going along with the program, whatever I feel. You understand about your feelings?
Yes.
That's what God said.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on us, Brother William.
Yes.
The Lord tried to tell us something, Brother William. He's telling us to get it right.
Yes.
And we
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
He gave us a book.
Amen.
Mad with God. You know, we got to be about the most selfish, centered people in the world. We get mad with the book, and the book's still right.
Amen.
How you going to do that? The Bible's still writing, and we just mad with God because God won't change the book around.
Fight against God.
Amen.
Still play with sin.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's it.
That we want to play with sin, Brother Parker.
Yes.
I don't think it's wrong for me to go out and deal with another woman. I have me one for a spouse. You know, that ain't what God said.
Nope.
You ain't got no spouse woman. You ain't got no spouse man.
Mm-mm.
God married female and male. He gave us to be one.
One man.
Yes.
And he didn't tell us to be two or three.
Nope.
Amen.
You got people want to marry five and six women, Brother Will. Well, hey, look at man, that's my wife over here. Well, who wife is this over here? That's my wife, too. Well, who wife is that? That's my wife. Man, you got more wives than cars got peeled in the drugstore.
Yeah.
How you get all these wives?
Amen.
And then you turn around, God looking at you. Didn't I say one?
Yeah.
Adam and Eve were one.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
Adam. Let me clarify something about Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve had no choice, Brother William.
That's true.
They had no choice. God didn't put nobody on the earth but them two. Now watch this. When you got married to your wife, Brother William, you had no other choice. You couldn't go get no other woman.
Nope.
Huh?
Nope.
You either stay with that woman, stay with that woman, or get a divorce if she committed adultery on you.
Amen.
You see, you got to stay with that woman. I don't give a care if she fall out, she drunk, or whatever the situation is.
Sanctified her.
You still owe that woman, and that woman owe you.
Yeah.
But we got folks.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Get divorced for nothing, Brother Parker.
Yeah.
And
Amen.
Like thought about it, they said, oh, we can common law live together.
No marriage.
Oh, God says still marriage in the book.
That's what he
said. God didn't change the book. But man trying to change man.
Yeah.
But oh, God's going to come on through again. He's going to knock it out again. God ain't through yet.
Amen.
God ain't through yet. We think God through. Oh, no. No, sir. No, ma'am. You living in sin, God finna do something to you.
Amen.
He gonna let it happen to you, Brother William.
Oh.
We can't get away from, I don't give a care how many girlfriends you claim you got, how many wives you claim you got. When God gets through with you, you're gonna have now. Because you're gonna end up in hell, burn it up.
Amen.
Amen.
God said marry one time.
Gotcha.
Huh? He didn't tell you to marry no 50 times. You know what? Now look here, I'm gonna tell you something about God. God married to the church. Am I right about it?
Amen.
Amen.
He was married to the churches. He said he was married to the church.
That's it.
Huh?
Amen.
And he was married to the one church. That's the church of Christ.
That's it.
And if he's not married to that church, he has none of it.
He's married to the church,
wife
of Christ.
That, you see, and Christ, you know what makes Christ get a divorce from you? When you practice sin.
Amen.
Long as you stay away from sin, you and God is all right. But if you go to practice
Amen.
Sin, to live out there in that world, you going to hell. God's going to let back. And he's going to let you go to hell.
Yes, sir.
We can't afford to play with God like that.
Mm-mm.
I'm mad up for death. Separates us.
Life.
And
Amen.
We understood that.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to ask you, now, Lenny, we're going to get a divorce now. We're tired. That ain't what God told me to do, Brother William.
Sir,
he didn't tell me to do that. I'm married for life, Brother Parker. You
Amen.
Married. You got nothing to do with the woman don't treat you right. You still married her.
Amen.
That's your fault if you're married. Amen. Brother Marshall Keeble said one time, say, if the woman couldn't cook, you should have asked her to cook your dinner before you got married to her.
Oh,
he said you ought to ask her to cook you a dinner. He said, I ain't got nothing to do with you married to her now, and she don't know how to cook. That's too bad. You still got to stay there with that woman.
She don't know how to do anything.
You got to stay there with the woman. Oh, Lord, have mercy. God put it real good. God said, you ain't getting away with nothing.
All right.
Amen.
You can't get away with sin. God made sure of that. He said, now look, if you follow my plan, Brother William, Brother Parker, I'll protect you. But if you get away from my plan, you going to hell too.
Amen.
Yes.
Sin, you got to run from it.
That's right.
You got to get it there. Potiphar, wife got to track him.
Yeah.
But he left his coat. Oh, he had a little hard time, but God was with him. Why? Because he was an innocent man.
Yeah.
He didn't go to bed with the woman. He had some sin.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sometimes, brother, but we got to run.
Got to flee from sin, brethren.
Yeah.
Got to flee it. Got to leave it alone. We see it coming. Time to run.
Yes, sir.
Don't sit up there with him. Oh, I would go run, but he shot me. Go on about your business. Don't even think about it.
That's what
get us to see. Leave the sin where it's at.
Amen.
God can be alone.
Amen.
Now God's telling us what we ought to do. And you know what? I know something about God. When God says do something, it never fails.
If God can be alone. Amen.
And don't just get mad with God. God's trying to save you, and you try to destroy yourself because you stand up there being a fool and knowing that you ain't going to get away with it.
Amen.
There's a time to run. I mean, get up out of there quick. Because, see, one night out of 100, the woman come with a negligee on, you know what she's going to do. You know automatically. Come on now, we 12 people. You know what she want to do. And if you ain't got to break out that door, she got you right where she wants you. You end up committing adultery. You end up getting a child by the woman. And then God looking at them. Here you go. Lord, I was trying. You know you wasn't trying to run. You wanted to stay there.
Yeah. You thought I didn't see you. Oh, God.
Amen.
I can see through anything.
Yes.
Huh? Oh, don't tell me what my God can't do. My God can do a lot of things.
Yes, sir.
Do you believe that God can save you today?
You must believe.
If you don't believe that God can save you today, you might as well just go ahead on and go to hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God can save us today, just like he did back in the day, as we call it.
Amen. Amen.
He can save us if we do what he tells us.
That's the key.
See, God ain't saving bodies. He's saving souls.
Souls.
Huh?
Yes.
If he was saving bodies, his brother, well, we better try to keep these bodies.
Well, we ain't going to die.
That's right. We might as well say we're going to live forever. Die on earth. But see, man don't read his Bible. That's number one problem.
Yeah.
Number two, he don't want to follow God's plan. Then he lets Satan control him. And number three, the reflect. And then number four, he just walked right on in the darkness until he stepped into hell. And then he hollered, Lord, save me. Save you for what? I was saving you all the time. You turned my hand loose.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
Turned my hand loose.
Walked away.
And you walked away from me. Brother William, we cannot afford to mess Foundation Church of Christ up.
Amen.
We can't afford it. We got to stay with the book, brother. No matter who don't like us, I don't care. Nobody like me.
Yeah.
The whole world can hate me. The brother and the brotherhood can hate me. I'm standing on God's side.
Stay with the Lord.
Amen. We don't stay on God's side. We all going to hell.
Stand on the word.
Amen.
We got to stand on the word. When people come to politics, it ain't going to be just like, well, I'm walking to politics. I'm going to do what I want to do. No, you're not. You're not going to do a thing.
No.
We're going to push sin right back on outside of the door. We're going to preach the hell out of it.
Amen.
So you matter whether or not you visit us, like the way we preach, don't visit us, because we're going to tell you like it is, like we do on the radio.
Amen.
Save the devil.
Amen.
We got a lot of folks don't want to tell the truth, Brother William, in the Church of Christ.
Yeah.
What's the problem? Hey, well, I ain't going to tell you this, spirit. I've been knowing him. I don't care if you've been knowing him 100 years. Tell that
Amen.
Man truth, that man's soul before he go to hell.
Amen.
That's all we got to do.
Yes, sir.
God expects me to do it, you to do it, Brother Parker to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody to preach the word now.
Yeah.
God.
Amen.
Because if we don't, I want to close with this tonight.
All right.
I want you to think about this. If you can show me radio land, I'm talking radio land now, that your church is in the Bible, I'll go to your church this coming Sunday.
All right.
I turn the program over to you, Brother William.
This Brother William is coming too. Johnson here in the Warden community, the Power Edition Church of Christ. Ladies and gentlemen in radio land, brothers and sisters in Christ, and my fellow brethren in the Lord, look at what's going on in the world today. What the world needs now is the love of God.
Amen.
And the love of God is keeping his commandments.
All right.
When we look at the news and we look in this world, we're looking at, and Satan is just outraged. I mean, it's just going bananas how Satan is destroying men.
Amen.
He's
coming
to destroy and to fight and to kill other men, to hate and to envy and to lie and to mistreat another. Because so many are not following the spiritual and the moral will of God.
Well,
says many, many times, and we concur. The President of the United States cannot correct the moral ills of this country.
Amen.
That's done by men giving heed to the will of God.
Amen.
Amen.
We have to stop hating. Satan has men, carnal-minded, fleshly-minded men, just tearing up everything.
Amen.
Not just in Charlotte, Virginia, but you got folks all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
In various countries, you got civil war. You got governments. You got political leaders. You got all kind of folk. You got terrorism all over the world. Why?
Amen.
Because men don't want to love each other as God has commanded.
Amen.
Brethren, Jesus Christ and his gospel of salvation is the only solution that society can have to determine and to deter itself from the sinful ways and immorality.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
There are more sons of Satan than sons of God.
Yes, sir.
Men are evil. Their deeds are evil. They love darkness rather than light.
That's
they
right.
love
Amen.
Sin rather than truth.
Mm-hmm.
They love evil rather than good. Because
yeah.
they are evil, their hearts think evil continually.
Amen.
Yeah.
We've got to start having a heart toward God, a heart
Amen.
That thinks truth, a heart that thinks love,
mm-hmm.
a heart that
yeah.
thinks for our fellow man, a heart that thinks about heaven,
mm-hmm.
Amen.
And thinks about themselves. That's the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
That's the carnal mind of men. We cannot
Amen.
Please God with a carnal mind.
Amen.
That's the problem
yeah.
with men. We cannot please God with the carnal mind. We got to give
Amen.
It up. When we become members of the Lord's church, we've got to change our mind.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. We have to renew or make our minds new. We have to prove what is that good and acceptable will of God. We have
Amen.
To not conform or not go along with the world. We got to unconform to worldliness. We got to stop sinning. Whatever you're doing that's wrong, stop
Amen.
Sinning.
Amen.
Whatever you in, you know it's not right. Stop practicing it.
Amen.
Stop believing the false preachers. There's only one name, one spiritual name for the family of God. It's Christ. You cannot
Amen.
And be baptized into Christ and come out as a spiritual Baptist
no,
or
sir.
A spiritual Catholic
Amen.
Or a spiritual Methodist. Those are not your spiritual names.
Amen.
That's not the spiritual
Amen.
Family of God. The spiritual family of God is Christ. Christ is house.
Amen.
Christ is
yes.
church. Christ is family. Christ is kingdom. Christ is wife.
Yes, sir.
It all
yes.
belongs. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. It's time out for continuing to play around with sin.
Amen.
A lot of folks
Amen.
Worship, call themselves worshiping God, Brother Parker, but they're
yes.
worshiping in vain.
Amen.
They believe in and teaching the doctrines and commandments of men.
Yes, sir.
These doctrines are lying,
yes.
deceiving doctrines that men have developed
mm-hmm.
and have learned from the mind of Satan. They
Amen.
Claim to be men of God. But in fact, they are ministers of Satan.
Amen.
They disguise themselves to look like and to sound like ministers of Christ. But in fact, they are ministers of the devil.
Amen.
Amen.
There are.
Yes,
who are the
yes.
ministers of Satan. We are praying that those in the Church of Christ,
uh-huh.
those true ministers,
Amen.
The Word of God.
Amen.
We are praying for more.
Yes.
faithful men to become true the servants of Christ and true ministers of the word.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
We got to teach them, Brother Johnson, Brother
yes,
Parker. We got to teach men. We got to commit the faithful word to faithful men who shall be able to preach and to teach others.
Amen.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're not a member of the Church of Christ. You are in the wrong church.
Amen.
Yeah.
You're not a member of the Church of Christ. You are not saved. If you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you have not been baptized with the baptism that saves. Somebody
Amen.
Say, I'm baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You are not baptized in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You have not been baptized for the remission of your sin. Your soul is still in sin.
Amen.
Your soul is lost. Your body got wet. Your soul was not saved.
Amen.
Because you did not obey the truth.
Amen.
There's only one church.
Ephesians
1, verse 22 and 23, Colossians chapter 1, verse 18 and 24. There's only one body, Ephesians 4 and 4. That one body is the church, Ephesians 1, 22. Ephesians
5,
verse 23 through 33. Galatians chapter 1, verse 26, we are baptized into the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12, 13, we're baptized into the body of Christ.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 27, now you are the body of Christ and individual members of it. Every member of the body of Christ, Brother Johnson, was baptized into the body of Christ. The lying ministers, the denominational preachers are teaching that all these churches are members of the body of Christ. The Catholic Church has been baptized into Christ. The Methodist Church, the Baptist Church, and the Jehovah's Witness Church have not been baptized in the Church of Christ.
Amen.
Nor can they be.
That's right.
Amen.
The saving soul, individual soul,
Amen.
The souls of men. He is not saving churches.
Amen.
He saved souls. Everybody got to be baptized into Christ for their soul to be saved.
Amen.
We have to teach. That's what we have to help men understand. That's what we have to start living ourselves. And brothers and sisters in Christ, stop living in sin.
Amen.
Stop sin as a moral lifestyle. We got folk in the Church of Christ want to have common law marriage.
Yes, sir.
That is a lie. Things that men have developed are lies.
Mm-hmm.
They are sin. God instituted, God created marriage for man. God gave the rules of marriage for man. Man cannot make rules and make of his own marriages. Same-sex marriage is a law of man. It is not the law of God. You cannot serve God and sin at the same time.
Amen.
We got to stop it, brethren. We got to keep preaching against it. We got to make sure the church the truth.
Amen.
We can't tolerate it. We can't accept. We can't welcome people into our fellowship in Christ who are living ungodly lives.
Amen.
If you want to learn the truth, you got to repent. If you shack it up, stop shacking up.
Amen.
If you're in marriage, get out of it. Get married to the law of God today.
Amen.
Get a witness. Make your vow before God.
Amen.
Pray to God. Make a covenant with God in your marriage.
That's it.
That's what we got to do. We got to do it like God.
Amen.
God married Adam and Eve. They had a covenant.
Amen.
Adam said, this is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. And for this cause shall a man leave father and mother and cleave unto his wife.
Amen.
They shall be one.
Amen.
That's it. That's what he said.
God didn't tell us to get together like animals, sex, talk about we married. With honor. We are intelligent creatures.
Amen.
Animals
Amen.
Are not
intelligent.
We breed them like that. We get horses together to breed and make horses. Cows to make cows.
Amen.
We breed animals like that. Man is not to breed himself like an animal.
Amen.
Same-sex marriages. Who ever heard of a male horse having sex with another male horse?
I never heard of it.
It's a shame, Brother Parker. It's a shame, Brother Johnson. It's a shame. It's an abomination. The only species that God made that want to do something silly like that is the one he gave the intelligence to.
Yep.
The animals don't
Amen.
Do it. Man, with all of his sense and brain, he want to have sex with another man. He want to have sex. Woman want to have sex with another woman.
That's
right. All these creatures that God made that are so silly that we act worse than dumb animals.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
It's time for men to wake up.
Amen.
It's time for America to wake up.
That's right.
We need to reverse the laws that are encouraging sin. But God, think about it. We got all these laws. Alcohol is legal. Marijuana and dope is legal.
Yes, sir.
Same sex marriage is legal.
Yes.
Common law marriage is legal.
Yes.
Gambling is legal.
Yes.
Everything is legal now. And look at our society.
Yes, sir.
We got all these hate groups that we allow to be a part of our political and our social fabric of our country. Then when stuff starts happening, we get mad. It's too late. Man needs to serve God.
Amen.
America needs to
serve
God. That's the only solution. We're not going to solve the solution by our own intelligence, by our own
Amen.
We don't know enough to get it right.
Amen.
Amen.
Turn to God. Until America turns back to God, we're going to have a whole lot of stuff going on.
Yes,
sir. It's going to be a whole lot of killing. And murder, and lying, and adultery, and communication, and tragedy. You had a man that he's got life imprisonment for killing his wife, and he's talking about, I had the best life. I had a wife, I had a mistress, I had children, I had a good job, I had it all. Now you don't have
it. Yes, Lord.
You were all right.
Mm.
He had the best life in the world. You got a young lady having a baby, talking about she didn't even know she was pregnant. Have a baby. Place the baby outside in the wilderness to die.
Yes, sir.
Finds a newborn baby just a few hours old laying in a pile of ants.
Yes, sir.
Biting the baby. And the blood trail from the mother to the house where she went. It's a shame. Why are men doing these things? Why are people doing these things? Because their heart is evil. It's dark. And it's full of adultery.
Amen.
It's full of fornication.
Amen.
It's full of lies and hatred. It's full of selfishness and ungodliness.
Amen.
Amen.
Tragedies are going to continue to happen. That ain't the first baby been abandoned. We find babies thrown in dumpsters, wrapped in a bag, put in a box, thrown in a dumpster, to be put into the landfill and crushed.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Still happening, Brother Johnson.
Yes,
and until men start serving God, we're going to continue to have this. Evil men are growing more and more and getting worse and worse. And that's what's happening in the world. And if we don't start serving God in the church, we're going to be caught up doing the same thing.
Amen.
It's a warning, ladies and gentlemen. This world is on its way to hell.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
1 John chapter 2. Love not the world.
Amen.
Neither the things that are in the world.
Amen.
All that is in the world is the love of the flesh, the pride of life.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
It is not the spirit or the love of God.
Amen.
We got to get rid of this selfishness, this carnality, this weakness. We got to start trusting in God. God will give you power.
Amen.
But man got to turn to God. That's the solution. President
Amen.
Trump got to turn to God.
Amen.
Congress
Amen.
Got to turn to God.
Amen.
America
Amen.
Has to turn to God.
That's it.
That's
Amen.
The only stop all this killing and fighting and hating.
Yes.
We need to start serving God.
Amen.
The Church of Christ needs to be faithful to God and stand up for Jesus Christ.
That's it.
Amen.
Stop people to tell you and to cause you to be scared.
That's
stand
yes.
up for Jesus. Fight the good fight of faith.
Amen.
Amen.
And fornication and adultery. Don't have no part with it.
Amen.
We got families in the Lord's church. They got
Amen.
Children that want to participate in all these ungodly and immoral lifestyles.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
We don't know what to do. Yes, we do.
Yep.
Rebuke them.
Amen.
Admonish
Amen.
Them. Teach them.
That's it.
And
Amen.
Do not accept and agree with them.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what we got to do. Church, America.
Yeah.
America needs the love of God.
Amen.
America
yeah.
needs the peace of God. America needs to seek God. America
Amen.
Needs to seek God and to serve God.
Amen. Amen.
More
Amen.
People need to serve God and stop serving self, sin,
Amen.
And
Amen.
That's the solution, my brother.
That's it.
That's the solution.
Yes.
Radio Land, that's the solution. The
Amen.
Whole world needs God. The whole
Amen.
World
Amen.
Needs the love
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
You want to serve God, you got to begin by obeying the gospel. You got to
Amen.
Start at the beginning.
Amen.
You begin by
Amen.
Obeying the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
You are baptized into Christ. You are born into the spiritual family of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Become a member of the Church of Christ.
Amen.
Yes.
You are married to Christ. You are a citizen of the kingdom of Christ.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Wear the name of your spiritual father who is Christ.
That's it.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Christ.
Amen.
You serve Christ.
Amen.
You put
Amen.
On Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
You wear the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
You got to start at the beginning.
That's it.
Baptism
yes.
is necessary in order for our soul to be saved.
That's it.
Without
Amen.
Baptism, water baptism by faith in Christ, without
Amen.
No forgiveness of sin.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Cannot
Amen.
Be saved with sin in your spirit.
Amen.
Sins with sin in your spirit. And the only way you can be cleansed from your sin is to enter into baptism, where your soul contacts the spiritual saving blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus
Amen.
Said you are not redeemed with gold and silver and corruptible things, but we were redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Blood
yes.
of Jesus Christ the one. We were purified. We were made pure and clean by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our soul was purified, not our body. We were not taking a bath or a shower, but we were obeying the answer to the commandment of the gospel. We were
Amen.
Obeying the commandment of God. We were being saved from our sin.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Were being saved from condemnation in hell.
That's it.
Yeah.
If you happen to be baptized according to the gospel of Christ, you are on your way to hell. You are
yes.
the Baptist Church, the Catholic Church, the Methodist Church, and all these churches that are not in the New Testament scriptures will be cast into the lake of fire, which is hell.
Yes.
Revelation chapter 20, verse 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life, that's the Bible, was cast into the lake of fire. There is
Amen.
No Baptist, Catholic, Methodist, Lutheran, or any other church other than the Church of Christ
Amen.
Written
Amen.
In the Bible.
Yes.
There is
Amen.
No other church. If it is, show it to me.
Amen.
If you can give me the book, chapter, and verse, I will eat the Bible.
Amen.
It's not in
there. Yes. Amen.
God bless each and every one of you. You want to obey the truth tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Go to the Church of Christ, the nearest congregation to the Church of Christ, in your community, in your country, in your nation. Go to that assembly on Sunday. Listen to the gospel message from the minister. Give God your heart of faith to repent before him. Give the minister your and submit to baptism for the remission or the removal of sin from your soul.
Amen.
Live faithful to God. Study your Bible. Worship in the assembly faithfully. Don't forsake. Don't neglect worshiping in assembly. It's a commandment. If you do, you commit sin.
Amen.
Don't put nothing before Christ. Seek the kingdom of God first.
Amen.
God and his righteousness first. First place goes to God. Jesus says, if you hold father and mother and children and so forth, if you love them more than me, you're not worthy of me.
Amen.
Love your mother and your father and your children and your husband. God said, don't love them more than me. You got
Amen.
To love them more.
Amen.
First. Praise God.
Let yes, Lord.
Obey the gospel before it's eternally and everlastingly too late.
Amen.
Brother Parker, I turn it over to you, Moses out.
Yes, okay. Well, brethren, we have appreciated this so very much tonight.
Praise
Wonderful people. We have to understand that America is now on the way to being destroyed because we have gone against God. Our leadership has said God is a lie. A woman can marry a woman and a man can marry a man. And all of the hell that's going on in America now, every time you look at the, listen to the radio, look at TV, and everything going everywhere in America, killing and carrying on here all throughout America. Hooray! We are on the way to destruction and hell in America. Our leadership has called God a lie. Our supreme authority in America said, God, you are a lie. A man can marry a man, and a woman can marry a woman. Now America is on the way to hell. Amen. But the only thing about it that we know is that the members of God has always spared his own. Members of the Church of Christ, be more faithful than you've ever been. Walk in the footsteps of Jesus because we as a nation are going through hell right now. So do the right thing. Let us all bow and pray for each other right now.
Amen.
Father God, we come humbly bowed before your throne of grace. Thanking you for this day that you've granted unto us. Continue to bless all of the members of the body of Christ. The preachers, that we'll be stronger, Father, and that we'll continue to walk in the footsteps of Jesus and preach the word as we have been commanded. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. And Paul told us why. Because the time will come when men will not endure sound doctrine. We are in that situation in America right now, Father. And we know it. And we must doctrinally teach the gospel and preach it, Father, like we've never preached it before. Be with us, Father. Bless us, Father, for we know that when the churches of Christ started, people embraced it with all kinds of love throughout the United States and over the world. But now, Satan has taken charge of
mm-hmm.
us now. Because we know that the supreme authority said that a man could marry a man and a woman could marry a woman. My
mm-hmm.
God, how wicked have this nation become.
Yeah.
Be with those that are members, us that are members of the body of Christ, strengthen and keep strengthening us to teach and preach and continue the members to strengthen themselves and live right in front of these wicked people. God has always blessed his own, and we pray for your blessings right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen, amen,
amen.
Tonight,
Brother Johnson, and to all our listeners in Radio Land, may God bless us all until we meet again
yes.
Thursday night, 7:30 p.m.